Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, facing down the homeless situation and a major housing issue.
I just think we have to make a decision as the city as to whether we're concerned about housing or not. This is a housing issue.
That's Stephanie Hasselrig, who was on the Rock Hill City Planning Commission. Recently, there was a unanimous vote against proposed zoning code changes where hotels and storage facilities were being used as permanent residences. Some of the changes included capping hotel stays at 30 nights and prohibiting renting rooms to residents of the county, and even looking at room inspections upon request by the city. Leah Youngblood is Rock Hill's Planning and Development Director.
And the intent of this is really to ensure that commercial land uses that aren't designed for housing do not become used as permanent housing so that the community doesn't experience negative impacts from that use. The proposed regulations are primarily focused on hotels because we have experienced negative impacts from people who are living in some of our hotels related to calls for service, drug overdoses, other types of criminal activity taking place, as well as other associated impacts like panhandling and loitering.
Agencies who do help the homeless say that they'd like to see more conversations and alternative solutions before a decision is made, while hotel owners also seemed heavily against it due to lack of revenue and all the regulations that come with it.
It will affect our financial stability and also personal, from personal side, we might lose our business. What I want to say is not, as told before, not all people staying in hotel are causing this problem.
And though it was voted down, Rock Hill City Council will be looking at the topic and first reading of it at their upcoming January 27th meeting.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM. Brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.